Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Kelly, you know, straight off, my friend, I've been telling people that, you know, I was going to be doing the interview with you and, you know, talking about Foreigner. And every time I've mentioned it to somebody, memories start coming in. And
sure.
And it's like high school. It's like grade school. It's just memories, memories of the summer, memories of girlfriends, memories of breakups, memories of just having a good time. You know, when you think, when you hear stuff like that, when people relate to the music of Foreigner with themselves, and that bottom line of having a good time and great memories, how does that make you feel knowing that the band has been able to do this for so many people?
Well, you know, that's the thing, that's what music does, is it does that for people. It connects them to a place in time, and the same way a lot of other things do, like certain smells or, you know, things like that. But the fact that when you listen to a song and feel that way, that's something that someone actually created out of nothing. And to have music that connects with that many people is kind of a crazy thought that you can pull something out of the air and create so many memories for so many people. And I've only been in the group 5 years, but, you know, I've had a lot of discussions with the founding member and lead guitarist Mick Jones. Mm-hmm. And it's really moving. I can see on stage when I see everybody singing "I Want to Know What Love Is," mm-hmm. or "Waiting for a Girl Like You," or "Hot Blooded," or "Jukebox Hero," that it really means something to be able to create something that connects with so many people.
What about yourself, man? Because, you know, you, of course, you just talking about being with the band for 5 years. What was it like for you looking from first the outside and then on the inside?
Well, it's like our bass player, Jeff Pilson, says sometimes, it's almost like cheating when I get to go out there on stage. And every song is a hit, and everybody knows the songs. They've been in the atmosphere for a while, and it's like you're bound to be involved in a good time, and really that's not a privilege that a lot of groups get to enjoy. So it definitely is a very special thing for us to be able to do that. But it is kind of like cheating, because you know the people are going to know the stuff and dig it, and that's really great.
I want to talk a little bit about the history of the band for folks who may not know how the band got together. And if you can talk a little bit about that, please, because, I mean, that itself is, I think, a really magical thing with what Mr. Jones did, you know, back in the day and how he helped form Foreigner.
Yeah, I mean, the group was formed by Mick back in 1976. And they released their first album in 1977, and it was kind of a combination of English guys and American guys doing this very interesting mixture of American and English kind of sounding rock. And the band had huge successes with the first album, Double Vision, Head Games, Foreigner 4, some really great material. And the original singer, Lou Graham, decided to go out and work on a solo career, and then he came back again, and then he left again, and he had a brain tumor and had successful surgery and came back again. But eventually Mick and Lou parted ways in 2002, so Mick was left wondering what should he do. He took some time off to kind of gather himself and take care of some things in his life that get put on the back burner when you're busy with a full-time schedule with a successful rock band. But it was really some encouragement from people like Jason Bonham, who said, listen, you got to get out there and play these tunes. People want to hear them. And so I think it dawned on Mick that, hey, wait a minute, I'm a guitarist. That's what I do. That's who I am. And so he decided to revamp the band, and I was the last one to be found, and ever since we started up again in 2005, it's been just a juggernaut, really.
So you've actually kind of explained why it's taken so many years. What are we looking at, 12 years for this new album to be released?
Yeah, 13, 14 years, something like that, yeah.
Incredible. Now, before we start talking about the album, there's one thing I do want to talk about. I want to get your opinion on this. Do you consider that to be two different eras for Foreigner. And I say that, to me, it seemed like, you know, there was at one point the big arena, you know, rock sound in the beginning. And then when the 80s sort of went or came around, there was more of a, you know, with, you know, I Want to Know What Love Is and those kind of songs. It just seemed to be more of a real, I don't know, passion or, do you understand what I mean?
Well, I know that that the band has always moved forward with every album, rather than what some people want or record companies always want. If you have success with an album, they want the next album to be exactly the same. And but the thing is when you're an artist and a musician, you kind of have to move forward, and you say to yourself, "Well, you know what? I've done that already, and I need to explore a different place." And so that's why the band, sonically and production-wise, moved forward and changed. And there was a short period of time where people kind of associated Foreigner as being a big ballad band, and that was really only because there happened to be an instance where two slow songs were released one after the other, one off of one album, one off another album. And but those two ballads being smashes back-to-back like that kind of altered people's perception of what the band is, and has always has been. This is a really, really great rock band. But also able to compose and perform passionate love songs. And I think that's what makes for a really well-rounded band. But I think it was more of a gradual progression of the group through its sound, and it always has changed. And even with the new CD, Can't Slow Down, it still has that Foreigner sound. And by the way, this is a three-disc set. This is a whole CD of brand-new Foreigner tunes, first new CD in 14 years, like you said, and then there's a live DVD of us performing in Europe last summer with a lot of background and behind-the-scenes footage, which is the kind of stuff I like. And then the third disc is an actual remixing of 10 Foreigner classics, not just a remastering where they kind of play with the EQ, but going back to the 2-inch tapes and actually remixing the stuff.
Let me tell you something, my friend. I had a chance before we went on to listen to the new single, and all I kept saying to myself, the new single, When It Comes to Love, all I kept thinking to myself was, is this Foreigner? Is this Foreigner? I would not have expected you guys to sound like this. And when you were talking about the whole progression thing,
yeah,
absolutely, when you hear this song. Because honestly, man, I thought it was some new kid that just came out and, you know, was hitting the charts.
Well, you know, it's tough because everybody out in the world has their own expectation of what they think or what they want a band's new album to be. And when you're in a group and you're writing for a new record, you can't try to please everybody because you'll always fail and it won't be sincere. You have to just do what you think is best, what you think is good for yourself, and hope that people appreciate it and get it and catch on to it. And so that's why some people get surprised by something, and some people go, you know what? A lot of people have said that this new CD sounds like it should have been the follow-up to the 4 album. So, you know, there's that whole spectrum.
Yeah. Absolutely agree with that. Absolute with people saying that. And I was reading some of the comments, too, and people are just, they're loving the single. They're loving this. And I think it's great, too, that, you know, after all these years doing the DVD documentary, I think it's fantastic because...
we had a lot of fun with that. You know, I went out and bought a little HD camera with really great camera that you can get now for not much. And I decided that I needed to film the chaos of our existence on the road, because in the last 5 years we've been around the world several times. We've been in over 45 countries. We've been on 5 continents. We've performed over 500 shows, and it's just mayhem and the things that come up every day that you have to deal with. And I felt like I needed to get some of that on film for people to see, and that ended up being part of what got on the DVD.
People should also realize, too, isn't there an anthology out also?
Yes, there's a couple of compilations. At certain points in time, the record labels decide to release certain things, mm-hmm. and you don't always have control over that. And the fact of this release with the actual remixes up for the classics, that was something that we had control of. And Mick got to oversee, and our co-producer Marty Fredrickson with our engineer did a really great job putting that together.
So very important for fans to understand that this is exactly what you guys wanted to make sure that the fans got their hands on.
Right, exactly.
Okay, how many songs are on all this?
Well, I think there's 13 new songs, and there's 10 remixes, and then there's a bunch of live performances of tunes on the DVD. So I don't know how many that comes to overall, but I think it's a lot of value, especially during these times, and I think you can get it for $12. It's available exclusively at Walmart and Walmart.com, and I think three discs for $12 is pretty good. We worked really hard to try to make something that people can afford and that they would enjoy, and we put it in a real green package so that it's environmentally friendly and, you know, just trying to do our thing.
You know, you can't argue with a group that's sold close to 100 million albums worldwide, so that says it all right there. But also, when we're talking about live, Casinorama, you guys are going to be coming down to this. I'm going to be able to come down to the show. In fact, I just got word from your manager that I will be able to sneak back there for a quick hello to you guys.
Oh, right, okay. And this is on the 19th and 20th
of February.
February, right.
Looking forward to that. But for fans who have never had a chance to see Foreigner, and this is a great way to see them, too. I mean, what can the fans expect with this show?
Well, when I joined, Mick Jones and I had a lot of discussions about a lot of things. But one of the things among many that we really agreed on was that when I go to see a concert, I want to hear the songs as in the same way that I learned to love them. Not too convoluted or too changed or too incredibly broken up. And I think that was one of the things that was really important to us, is to really represent these songs faithfully and do them the justice that they deserve. So there's that. So there's a lot of classic tunes. There's some surprises. There'll probably be a new tune or two in there. But what we're really about is really having fun with people and having an audience-involved show. And I love it much more when the people are getting into it and we can trade back and forth. That's where the energy just rises.
Cannot wait, man. Cannot wait for that. Website for fans to go on to, so they want to check out anything you guys are doing. Where do they go?
They go to foreigneronline.com, and if they go there, they can find links to Twitter and Facebook, and I'm on Twitter and also MySpace. So it's all right there for them. We just go to foreigneronline.com. And don't forget, you can order the album through walmart.com as well.
Fantastic. And the other thing, too, if there was ever, and you probably said this several times throughout the interview, but I want to make sure I get this stated right down for everybody here. If there was a definition of Foreigner in the dictionary that fans should understand what this group has been all about since 76, what would it be?
I think Mick says it best. He says this is a band of heavy melody. So that's what it is. It's kind of heavy but very melodic. And I think that's why the songs stand the test of time, because they're well constructed, they're well performed, they're well produced, and there's that heaviness as well. So it's this heavy melody band.
Fantastic, my friend. Thank you so much for this interview.
Sure, my pleasure.